Hello and welcome to Technology Services Success, a podcast by CompTIA's Technology Lifecycle Services community.
My name is Colleen Payne, president of Universal Adaptive Consulting Services, and I'm speaking today with Bob Branch, and the topic of discussion today would be asset disposition. And I just have a few questions to ask you, but before we get started, just tell me a little bit about how many years you've been working in the technology field.
Sure. I've actually been working in technology now for about 12 years. I've started in community colleges, worked my way through some of the higher education system, and have recently been working with local governments and more of a network engineering capacity.
So give me a brief summary of your technology-based knowledge and expertise.
Sure. So I've experienced doing everything at this point from lower-end desktop support services kind of type skills all the way up through systems integration and network engineering and data center services.
Can you give me some examples of a contract or a project in which you have performed asset disposition services?
So one of the bigger ones I've probably done has been disposing of old hardware from student labs through one of the community colleges that I had worked for. We ended up disposing of approximately 100 machines during that particular project.
And what type of skill sets, knowledge, or experience required to perform the asset disposition services on those specific contracts or entities that you work for?
You know, the biggest things is being able to understand what the organizational requirements are and what the legal requirements are. Some organizations may have stipulations that are put forth that other organizations may not have, such as Department of Defense has one particular asset disposition schedule that you may not have to do at a community college or at a another federal facility even. Sometimes if you're working with grant machines, there's specific contract language that you have to be aware of, and you may have to be aware of particular purchasing requirements that may have been put on that particular piece of equipment when it was originally purchased.
Can you share some of the best practices performed on contracts or projects in terms of asset disposition services?
Sure. You always want to check with whatever equipment that you're going through and disposing of to make sure that it's not a grant piece of equipment. If it is a grant piece of equipment, what the actual retention ranges are on those, because a lot of times I find that normal people will do a 3 to 5 year cycle. However, grant equipment may be required to be kept on premises and producible for 10 years, 15 years, whatever the length of that grant may have been. So you definitely need to check that out. You also definitely need to check with your purchasing department to make sure that whatever you're disposing of didn't have any retention originally written into the original contract language when that was purchased. You may be trying to do a 3-year cycle, and they actually want to do a 5-year cycle for accounting purposes or whatever other requirements may have been placed on that particular contract purchase order. The other things that you need to be aware of is to make sure that whatever you're disposing of is done in accordance with whatever policies the organization that you're working for may have, such as DOD requires a specific level of deletion or wipe or be taking place on whatever equipment that you may be sending out. And that's just to ensure that no customer data or no sensitive organizational data makes it out into the wild outside the organization. Another thing that you want to make sure that you're doing is whomever is responsible for disposing of those assets is not the same person that's guaranteeing those assets have been disposed of. Typically, you'll want a third-party company to do it that can produce a certificate of destruction that guarantees anything that they put through has been destroyed or that the data cannot be pulled off of that particular equipment. At a minimum, you definitely want to make sure you've got a check and balance there with one person doing the original intake for the asset disposition and another person actually doing it, and then maybe a third person signing off on it, that it actually was complete.
All right. We're having a great conversation, and we're going to take a short break and return.
In an era of perpetual disruption, much of it propelled by breakthroughs in business technology, access to industry insights and expertise is more essential than ever. So is CompTIA. We're your nonprofit global tech association connecting leading innovators with the experienced technology solution providers who together are actively redefining the state of business technology. If your business builds, sells, influences, or drives the adoption of technology, CompTIA is the place for you. We help you and all the levels of your organization succeed through unbiased industry insight, credible guidance, and supportive collaborations that help you transform the way you do business. Become a member today at comptia.org/register.
All right, please share some of your lessons learned in terms of providing asset disposition services.
You always want to make sure that the requirements that you're put to have been actually met. Some things that I've kind of run into before have been, you know, data that may have been on a hard drive on a server that's gotten out into the wild because somebody, you know, forgot to pull the hard drive or something along those lines. And as far as I'm concerned, that's probably one of the worst-case scenarios. At that point, you may be exposing the organization to litigation, or you may actually have left organizational data actually on the equipment that have gone out into the wild, and that then exposes the organization to either potential breaches or additional litigation.
Now, what are some of the challenges you faced in the technology field?
There's always the issue of do more with less. So I think one of the things that myself and along with a lot of other people face is we're almost forced to become IT generalists versus specialists like there used to be, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. You used to find that a lot of people would be particularly great at one individual task, whereas in this day and age, it tends to be people are required to have broad knowledge on a broad range of subjects, which can always be difficult because not everybody has the aptitude to learn the entire stack. That can always be a challenge, and there's always a time crunch to get things done and to get that particular knowledge so that you can get whatever that project is or whatever that next hurdle is behind you.
All right, so what are you doing or have done to overcome these challenges?
I tried to embrace that challenge, really, and look at it as an opportunity to advance myself from a knowledge standpoint and from a skill set standpoint, and not look at it as an issue or a roadblock to keep me from moving forward. So instead of, you know, having the mindset of, well, can't do this, this is too hard, may not necessarily be where I want to go, I try to look at those things as opportunities and then put a lot of effort into learning whatever those tasks are. I may not necessarily go 1,000 feet deep, but I can at least get broad enough and a high enough level of knowledge to be able to articulate and have a good technical grasp of whatever those subjects are in order to keep the organization and keep myself and my projects moving along and getting them to a substantial completion.
All right. So if you had a chance to start over in the technology field, what would you do differently?
In all honesty, I probably would not have gone the college route. I tried to take the 4-year college route. I think in the times that we live in currently, I think maybe doing a 2-year school or, you know, trying to pursue some type of a certification program outside of high school even, that would have been a much better track. I think that would have gotten me into the working environment much quicker, and I think that would have gotten me a better grasp on things non-academically and been able to really hit the ground running once I actually got into the workplace and started actually doing real-life projects and not just talking about them in theory and, you know, working through academia.
All right. Bob, I greatly appreciate you taking the time today to talk to me and give us a little bit of insight on asset disposition.
Excellent. Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Technology Services Success, brought to you by CompTIA's Technology Lifecycle Services Community. Get more episodes of Technology Services Success on iTunes or wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Learn about TLS and all of CompTIA's member communities at comptia.org/communities.